In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We'll start with an update on Europe's migrant crisis. Austria and Germany have taken in thousands of people over the weekend, many of whom were turned away from Hungary and even detained there for days. The EU continues to struggle with how to deal with a surge of asylum seekers. Bethany Bell is the BBC's Vienna correspondent and joins us now from Vienna. She's been reporting from the Hungary border and elsewhere. Bethany, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing today. What have you seen today and over the weekend?
Well, over the weekend, I was at the border when the first busloads of people who were allowed over from Hungary to Austria arrived on foot. They had been dropped on the Hungarian side. And then there was this flow of people that really peaked on Saturday and steadied out Sunday. But today, one of the EU's commissioners has been in Austria at the main asylum processing centre here, which is extremely overcrowded. Austria has seen a very big increase in the number of people applying for asylum this year. And he called on the EU to take what he called comprehensive action to solve this crisis.
And today we saw British Prime Minister David Cameron saying that Britain will take 20,000 refugees. Last week, we had reported that Britain was tightening border controls. Is that pressure starting to have an impact and countries are opening up a bit?
Clearly, we've had this announcement from David Cameron today. We've had France saying it will take up to 24,000 refugees and that there is a plan underway to try and make countries share the burden of all these people who are arriving here. But there is also a lot of resistance. Countries very close to Austria, countries like Slovakia, like the Czech Republic, Hungary, of course, very suspicious of the idea of taking in a great influx of refugees. There is also the question of money. Countries like Germany, of course, are much better off than small countries like Slovakia. So a big row going on in the EU at the moment as to how to deal with this crisis, which most of the leaders are saying, you know, is not something that's short term. It's something that Europe is going to have to deal with over the long term.
Germany is emerging as a very sympathetic character here. Is it surprising that that country has been so welcoming? I think they got a different reputation for taking a much harder line during, say, the Greek debt negotiations.
This is a different issue. This is about helping refugees. And as many of Europe's leaders, including the German leader, are saying, it is an obligation of European countries to give help to people fleeing war and conflict. That is something that is deeply embedded in European law and treaties. But also there's an economic argument. Some people say, look, Germany needs more people. It needs immigrants. And in order to keep, because, you know, it has an aging population, it needs young people who can contribute to its society and to its economy. So all of those reasons, perhaps why Germany emerging as this leader in taking in so many people.
That's Bethany Bell from the BBC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.